The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, May 26, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You Studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health by focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the bachelor degree of Waffle House, Clint Powell. He used to be PhD.
I was going to say, what happened, man?
Well, we found out that was a fake diploma. You only have a bachelor's degree at Waffle House, actually.
Wow. Okay.
Or maybe somebody lied to me. Maybe you actually do have a PhD. I mean,
you just started off with a little shot across the main. This is a couple weeks in a row. You just started off right off, hey, welcome everybody. Happy Sunday. We're all happy. And Clint's a loser. That's how you started off the last. It's okay, though. I've got thick skin. I'm good with it.
Are you used to being a loser?
Dude, I've got paperwork at the courthouse.
You have a PhD in losing.
Absolutely. There's paperwork that's been filed years ago that kind of confirmed that, sir.
Oh, I bet we don't want to talk about that one.
I don't bother me. That's really.
Yeah. You're pretty open about most things in life. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And you have learned a lot of wisdom from all of your falling off the cliffs of life.
Yeah. I think we all do. We just don't own it. Yeah. You know, the old quote, life will keep giving you the same opportunities, learning the lessons until you've learned them, right?
Yes.
You keep going, why do I keep doing this? Oh, well, because you've not learned from it, Clint.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And if you believe in other lives after that, you keep on repeating the same and same and same and same.
Until you move to the next level and you become a Buddhist monk.
Similar to me.
Yeah. I got to be honest. When I hear someone say Buddhist monk, first thing I think of, I go,
Ed Jones.
I'll be daggum, that's Ed Jones. that's what I think of. Every movie I see with a Buddhist monk in it, I go, that guy looks just... That reminds me of Ed Jones.
Well, you know what? I'm not doubting that. And no. I'm sure when you see a Charles Lindbergh movie, you think Edward Jones flying planes. When you see Arnold on any movies or bodybuilding, you think Ed Jones at Chattanooga Fitness Expo, which will be up on June 1st.
Next week, yeah.
About 10 days from now. Yeah, I'm on...
Isn't it June 1st?
It is June 1st.
So today's the 26th. It's not 10 days from now.
Oh, you're right. It's 5 days from now. Crap, I better get my diet in order.
Shave that gut off, buddy. What are you doing? Come on now.
Hey, I've been on 20 carbs daily for 2 weeks and 2 days and 4 hours and 6 minutes.
I feel cranky just listening to you say that.
Yes.
How do you do on that low of carbs?
It's not fun. Adam put me on it. He told me to, but now I'm just now starting to introduce some carbs, and I actually lost 2% body fat in a very short period of time, and I'm just trying to experiment, see what happens.
Can we do something real quick? Because you got your list, and we got some guests coming in, but I need to give a shout-out. Who all at your place does one-on-one coaching? You got Adam?
Got Adam Chauncey.
You got you.
Who's amazing.
At, yeah.
Well, we all have our own little forte of skill. And he's great about fitness, losing weight, metabolic dysfunction, and he's very scientific on many levels.
Okay.
Then we have Amber, who is very focused on gut issues. Guts from diarrhea, constipation, can't treat medical conditions, but certainly can empower people to help their body help themselves.
Yeah.
And she's suffered herself for years, so she's learned, like you, falling off the cliff and climbing back up. She knows her stuff. Brandon, the mold and Lyme disease expert in this part of the country, again, helping the body to empower itself to heal itself, not treating it ourselves, because herbs don't treat. They help to strengthen the body and natural products.
And real quick on Brandon, a lot of people don't even know that they need help until they sit down and talk with him. They go, oh, what? Mold? And you're like, yeah. this is how it manifests. And then you've got you, right?
Well, then we also have Dr. Brian Johnson. Mm-hmm. He's the physician who has a vast amount of experience in the medical field.
And real quick, I know you do something too, but let's talk about Dr. Johnson just 1 second, if you don't mind. I feel like I'm taking over. I don't mean
to. No, please.
Isn't he the only... There are people out there that say they are...
Integrative
physicians, whatever, and that's not really true. He is one of a very Chattanooga's the only
truly certified integrative medical doctor,
MD,
in Chattanooga.
He still teaches other doctors.
That's right. He can. Yes. He can. And yes, he's got 6 years experience in hospital.
Erlanger.
He knew the system was broke long ago, and he didn't want to continue in it. So he kind of escaped from it. And I've seen a lot of people who've done that, and it's very hard for them to ever go back into that system because it's so broken that it steals their soul away. It just does. So he's very helpful on that and other areas of mental and
the whole person
journey life and just amazing individual. I love him to death. And I think we covered everybody.
Yeah.
And Katie does some because she had a lot of experience with mold and female issues and children.
Right.
So Katie is so busy. She doesn't take too many appointments. And then I see between 1 and 3 people per day.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure people knew
that's great.
It was more than just buying supplements and the wellness corner. You have people that you can actually sit down in front with and bring your history with you, and they can help get your blood work done, and they can help navigate that without treating medical issues or making diagnosis. None of that. They're just a good group of people to help empower you to your health journey.
It is a team. We need teams of a lot of avenues of life, from finances to health, of course, and others. And speaking of finances, I had a really great guy who, and I don't want to talk too ugly, but I'm venting here. I've got to vent just for a minute because this is my counseling venting session at the, on Thursdays here when we do this,
or
on Sundays.
Yeah.
And but he made some bad mistakes, my CPA, and he actually sold the practice about 7 months ago. Just got a letter from the IRS. It said they will padlock my business within 30 days if I don't pay this $9,300. And it freaked me. I mean, padlocking my business, they said seizing your property at Nutrition World. And it's because of incompetence multiple times 10 that I've never knew what to do about this, because he got the notice and all of a sudden I'm just lucky that I got it before they padlocked it. So I just paid it, and I just had Cassie call to make sure that they got the check, because you know how the government is.
Did you send it where they have to sign? That's
no,
what we used
we didn't,
to do.
And we should have done that.
Yeah.
We should have.
Did you have confirmation they got it?
Well, no, they haven't got it yet, but we have confirmation that we told them that we sent it.
Her stay on it.
I'm going to look at my statement within the next 3 days.
I'm still dealing with a problem from literally 10 years ago.
Really?
We sent me and my partner sent it in taxes that you have to sign for every year except one. That 1 year they said that it came late, and I know it didn't. And they have added fines and fees every time.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So So double check that.
All right.
There we go.
We're gonna talk about a most interesting probiotic that has ever been invented in the second segment from some very highly trained people from Metagenics. Metagenics is a nutraceutical company, but it deals with physicians, and they have amazing line of products. Ancromancia is the name of it, and it is going to change the game of probiotics in this world, in the world. So that'll be coming up. I would, perhaps if we have time, I want to, and as like I did about 3 weeks ago, we talked about a certain health issue. I think it was,
iron. We talked about iron.
It was iron.
Yeah.
All about how it works, what it does, what happens when we don't have enough, what happens when we have too much. Today, I want to talk about diverticulitis in the third segment.
Okay.
A lot of people have that. It's very devastating to how you feel. Very frustrating, because many have to go in the hospital when they have an attack. The attack is so, so painful. So diverticulitis, what can we do about that to help prevent that? And I did post on Vital Health Radio Facebook, Dr. Greger, MD, is very much on a path of convincing everyone that they should never eat one bite of meat. But other than that, I really love the way he digs into research. And he did one on, do stents actually extend lifespan. And when you look at the research on stents and lifespan, you get pretty pissed off because if we have older relatives, most of them probably have had a stent. Mm-hmm. It does relieve symptoms, but it does not do anything for longevity. And it is another game that the cardiologists are playing in order to play the games that they play.
But okay, so then I would have, and you might have answers for this, but the symptoms are what hurt the quality of life. Mm-hmm. So even if it's not extending my life, if we preach quality of life, isn't it okay to have one knowing, okay, I'm going to live 5 years, whether it's 5 years good or 5 years bad?
Yes, it is if you're told that truth, that you're not being told that truth. Because if you have minimal symptoms, oh my gosh, you've got some blockage. Well, I feel fine, doc. Well, we better put a stent in there. Well, with the studies that are out now, I don't know if that's the right answer.
Right.
Just don't know.
Gotcha.
I did post on also the Facebook of Vital Health Radio a documentary called Being Mortal. I watched part of it. I'm going to watch the rest of it. And it's this physician who is very upfront about the fact that no physician is trained to deal with death in this country. Yeah. Physicians are trained to keep people alive. Now, whether we agree with their techniques, another matter. But their whole attitude, their whole practice, their whole life is built on not failing. Failing is someone dying.
Yep.
So when that starts coming to fruition, what do most physicians do? They want to give hope, so they give more and more and more drugs, more procedures, more heroic moves. And this movie is very strong to say there's a time to understand that let's not ruin the last few months of a person's life simply for the 1 in 10,000 chance that you might save their life, because you're going to ruin their quality of life. Mm. Over heroic treatments ruin quality of life.
Wow.
So it's called Being Mortal. You could look it up on YouTube, but it's on Facebook of Vital Health Radio. Very well put together movie. Very well.
I'm going to go watch that.
Yep. And interesting, I just want a quick update on you on your cell phone. Are you still minimizing it?
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not on Facebook or Instagram. Yeah, I'm off.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So social media?
Done. Indefinitely. So this will be the third week straight.
I am proud of you.
Yeah, and it's getting much easier. There's zero desire for me to go back.
I love it. Love it.
None.
Well, I wish I had zero desire for carbohydrates, but that's not happening yet. It will, though, after the pizza next week.
Oh.
I will have no more because I was
What kind of pizza are you getting?
Loopy's. That's the only kind to get. Best quality pizza.
Pizza Brothers is pretty good, too.
That is second. I have eaten there, and I like it, but there's nothing that digests better than Loopy's with their quality local ingredients.
Loopy's is good. I wish they'd open one up in East Ridge, too.
Yeah.
We need two or three pizzas right back to just side by side.
Well, if the roads in East Ridge could get fixed, maybe someone would
They
open
moved some
something.
Cones. They moved all the ones up towards the police station.
I ate at Epicurean.
And then they moved the cones.
Yeah, there.
Thank goodness.
I sure did.
Yeah.
Really quickly, I know we're going to run out of time on the first segment, but Mercola had a wonderful article called Are You Addicted to Your Smartphone? Here's just a few statistics, because it is really devouring the soul and spirit of so many people in this country. It has me at times also, I certainly know. On average, people check their smartphones 150 times a day or every 6 minutes. Sometimes I've done more than that. So 46% say they could not live without them, and many prefer texting over real-life conversations. Understand that. And experts say that without time away from your phone, your nervous system stays in a fight or flight mode,
yep,
making you both wired but tired much of the time. Now, there's a PBS documentary called Web Junkie. This was interesting. I haven't watched it. PBS documentary Web Junkie reveals the screen addiction of youth in China who play video games around the clock without eating, sleeping, or even using the bathroom, and who see the real world as fake.
Yep.
That's how much time it has sucked their brain out. And so we have to get to a point of setting personal limits for us to not fall in the same place that a meth person would, or a fentanyl or something else.
Yeah, because the brain becomes addicted. Yes. Nobody likes to admit it, but it's true. A lot of us have a problem.
And it creeps up on you.
Oh, 100%. So, yeah, it's the frog in the boiling water.
Yep. All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the most interesting probiotic that can make you lose weight, help you live longer, and does it differently than any probiotic. All the other ones are still helpful in other ways, but this one, I am actually taking it before the contest because I want to be able to lose as much body fat as I can. So it is time to take that break, and that's what we'll be talking about when we come back. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will be competing for the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Crunch Fitness, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Chad Morgan, and White Lightning Harley Davidson. For more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner Clint Powell, and if you've listened to any of the episodes over the past 6 years, one of the most recurring, I guess, pieces of information education that I try to help people understand is the importance of the microbiome, the bacteria that are the living organisms that should live in our intestines that have so many multiple functions through producing neurotransmitters. That's why when you're upset and your stomach's not well or your intestines, you generally feel more anxious, sometimes depressed. And then chronic depression has a lot to do with the imbalances because we're drinking chlorinated water, eating foods with Roundup, taking antibiotics, multiple things that are going on. And I have two people here today that have a lot of experience in that field, but they're from Metagenics. Welcome to Vital Health Radio for Brianne and yes. To Tracy.
Thank you, Ed. We're happy to be here today.
Awesome. The reason I wanted them to come, and this wasn't actually planned, because they were at the store training our staff, and they're going to do more training tonight at Aaliyah for some of our coaches. Mm-hmm. This is really a medical nutritional company, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we've been around for 40 years, and we are well known for our science and innovation in nutritional space.
And the thing is, when people say, oh, your nutrients are not approved, well, the FDA doesn't approve or disapprove unless something's like they may remove a product, but they're not going to approve or disapprove. That isn't how the system works. But I can tell you the level of
that and the steps that you have to take to put your products together is equal to any probable pharmaceutical product. But I want to talk about something that you are one of the very few at this point, and it won't be long. There'll be others.
Is this the what you were touting before we came?
I was touting.
The world-changing
probiotic. This is world-changing. Yeah, I think it's going to be. And I told a rep came to me yesterday and was had a whole line of probiotics. I said, have you heard of Acromancia is the name of it? And he was like, no, I haven't. Well, this is the company that makes probiotics. I said, you better learn quick. Because this is different than any other one that I have ever witnessed for managing insulin sensitivity, which I speak about is one of the biggest reasons for either short life if your insulin's out of control or potentially living longer if you can have metabolic healthy functioning of your insulin, not glucose per se, but insulin. Secondly, is it helps to lower lipids. And then thirdly, weight is generally, you lose some weight when you reestablish this particular probiotic in your system. You had some studies that really were impressive today at our lunch meeting about this probiotic. What can you tell people about this and the fact that it is not commonly found yet? Nutrition World does have it under the Metagenics label, and you said it came from which company? Country?
Belgium.
Yes. So you know how hard it is to get at this point because they had to get a contract in Belgium to even get this probiotic. I'm taking one a day. Of course, you know I would be doing that after my 72 pills a day. But let's talk about this special probiotic.
Yes. Well, as you mentioned, we have partnered with the Acromancia company in Belgium, and we've partnered with the microbiologist that actually discovered Acromancia many years ago, William DeVos. He's one of the co-founders of the Acromancia company, and Metagenics was fortunate enough to be able to partner with them and to bring Acromancia to the United States. It's probably one of the hardest probiotics to pronounce. It's
yes.
Acromancia. But we brought it to the United States. We've known about this probiotic for a couple of decades, for a long time. And we've known that people who are healthy, fit, lean, have abundant amounts of Acromancia. And those who are overweight and have metabolic issues have low or no Acromancia. The challenge was, the reason that you haven't seen a supplement form until now, is that it's considered an anaerobic bacteria, and that means it can't be exposed to oxygen.
And I think it's the only probiotic that is like that, isn't it? Or do you know?
There are other anaerobic bacteria, but this one is considered a keystone strain or a next generation strain, meaning it's just so widely known that excellent health correlates with higher levels of Acromancia. It's keystone.
But like it doesn't need oxygen to survive. It does not need
it. It will not survive in oxygen. And so that's the challenge of how do you create a supplement when
exposing it. So I have a quick question because I'm the naive one here on the probiotics. Are these things that should be naturally created in my gut if it's healthy? Or are these things that I'm supposed to extract as I eat and drink and go through life, or a combination of both?
A combination of both.
Okay.
A combination of both.
All right.
Yep.
And a lot of it depends on whether, you know, what you started life with at one day old.
Yeah.
That's why kids with cesarean sections do not have the head start that you would get from a vaginal birth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. I just sometimes these questions, you know, I ask the questions that people come in here and shop.
Well, he is a PhD of the Waffle House.
Yeah.
So we always.
I'm famous for asking questions that everybody like, why are you asking that question? Because most of us out here don't know what the biome is. And, you know, we're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And well, and me and Ed have had this conversation a lot of times. We feel symptoms and we just attribute it either to, well, that's just me, or that's what I'm supposed to feel at this age, or whatever. Fill in the excuse here. We don't realize there are things we can do, and we would never associate it a lot of times with things like your gut.
Right.
How many times have you probably run into that and somebody's like, well, I've got this symptom. That's probably a gut issue. And you're like, what? Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, we're promoting, or the traditional medical model promotes this same view of the gut as a piece of plumbing, and GI docs are one of the worst because they don't really regard really the microbiome as being important. They don't regard stool testing. They don't regard much other than, okay, you've been all on antibiotics, eat some yogurt. That's about as far as most go, not all. And Dr. Peter Attia, who I talk about a lot, who wrote the book Outlive and is amazing. I remember listening to him on, I listened to his 500-page book twice, and I listened to him every single morning because to me, he's a little leaning toward pharmaceuticals more than I like, but overall, he has the best concept of how do we live longer through what he calls medicine 2.0. Medicine 2.0 is looking into these segments of the body and optimizing them. And he's the first one that I ever heard this word, acromantia, from, was Dr. Peter Attia.
So is the delivery system of this, is that where the real the benefit is? Is it a technology thing? Is it the capsule? How's that?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked. It is the delivery that is unique about this product. We have here is a pasteurized form of this acromantia bacteria. And so that means it's been heat treated. Mm. It's actually an inactive bacteria. And you may ask, well, why? Why pasteurize it?
Hold on a second. You ready for this? Why? Why would you pasteurize it?
Thank you, Glenn.
You're welcome. That's why I'm here. Continue on.
The reason is the heat treatment liberates or makes more bioavailable a key protein. And it's that key protein that's responsible for the mechanism of action or for how it works in the body. So in the human clinical trial, and that's really important to note that we have a human clinical trial demonstrating what this does, but that trial compared a placebo group to a live acromantia group to a pasteurized group, and we actually found stronger metabolic benefits to the pasteurized form.
Mm.
So liberating that protein then does the work. It amazingly interacts with the immune system. It helps to heal up the gut lining.
So I'll give it back to Ed, but what is the expectations? So in other words, who would if I'm listening to this, mm-hmm. and I go, am I someone that should be taking this? Mm-hmm. And if I do take it, is it a 24-hour thing? Is it, hey, you got to take it 6 weeks? What will I notice? Or are those just questions that are very, so if there's so many variables, it's hard to answer?
No, those are great questions. There is tremendous research that if you have weight and metabolic issues, you are most likely low in acromantia. Mm. So this is a product that most people can take. In the study, the participants took it for 3 months. And they were told not to change anything else. It was a group of participants. Don't change your diet. Don't change your lifestyle. Change nothing else. Add this particular probiotic.
Okay.
And they did lose weight, and their metabolic markers really improved. Those metabolic markers had to do with what Ed was talking about, insulin. Insulin levels came down, and their bodies were more sensitive to their own insulin, meaning they had better blood sugar regulation. Their blood sugar came down and became balanced. And that's one of the keys to maintaining your health and longevity is that glucose control.
No one's going to age gracefully with an insulin over 12, in my opinion, or a glucose that runs into the triple digits, which is 100 or more, because it's destroying the health of the capillaries, which is about 80% of your blood flow. And even Dr. Peter Attia says that for us to age gracefully, we need to have a plan. He calls it centenarian decathlon. That means we have to create in our 40s and 50s the ability to age gracefully at 60, 70, and 80. And a big part of that is weight training, protein consumption, and then dealing with things like the microbiome.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that. Well, I will say this. Some probiotics are not my friend, and I can get grumbling, or I can get this or get that. This product has bothered me in no way.
How long have you been taking it?
One whole bottle. I'm getting down to my last pill, and I think there's 30, aren't there?
Okay.
And what do they? I know they retail for a pretty high price, so let's go ahead and talk about that. Do you know what the retail is?
The retail price is $69.95 for a one-month 30 tablets.
I got to be honest, though. I take two different products. One is for my gut,
mm-hmm.
and the other is for my immune system. And both of those are between the $55 to $70 range.
Yes.
And the only thing I will say is sometimes in life, you know, you can always get a really good seat at a bad concert. I'm a believer in value. So if you want something, that's the reason I pay the money on those other two products. So if it's worth it, it's worth it. If it helps you feel better, what's the value of that?
Exactly. Yeah,
especially if you're taking a pill or two.
Clint has a weakened immune system, and he's done pretty dang well during this past year with all the flus, all the stomach bugs. I think you got one infection. I think you had that one kind of flu or bad cold.
Yeah, thanks for telling the world I have a weakened immune system.
And you're weak in other areas, too. But
personal information just went out. There's HIPAA. Thank goodness you're not my doctor, dude. I'd be suing your ass right now.
I said weak.
It's very weak.
And will this help Clint lose weight? That's the biggest thing.
Will it help me grow hair is what I want. Can I get more hair up there? That's what I'd like to have. Yeah.
Well, the studies did show, a 5-pound weight loss in 3 months?
In three months. Without
that's doing
anything.
Nothing. Like they didn't change one other thing in their life. And they had a placebo group, and so that group didn't lose the 5 pounds.
I think one thing that's important to note about that is 3 of those pounds were from total fat mass.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Wasn't losing muscle. It's losing fat, most of it. And unlike Ozempic and some of these drugs, which almost 90% is fat loss, and I mean muscle loss instead of fat loss. And so that's a scary statistic. I just am very intrigued when I see some of the stool tests, at least the older ones, they didn't test for this probiotic that I've seen. So it's a new technology. Even though you said it's been around how long? 20 years?
I think it's been almost 20
years. Between 15 and 20.
But not marketed.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, because it was anaerobic, and to figure out how to develop it into a supplement took a long time.
And did you ever think you would be on a radio show where the host said, excited about seeing stool samples, which Ed just said, I've been excited to see stool samples. You know, like on a radio show, that's got to be like a check in a box, like a bucket list.
It kind of categorized me,
it does. It puts you in that nerd category, which between my weak immune system and what you like in stool samples, we're a great radio show.
You can learn a lot from a stool sample.
I think, yes.
Well, hey, these two girls are impressed, Clint, watch it.
I hate to break this to everybody. I'm at that age. Yes, you can. We need a stool sample. Tell me what you find. Give me the data.
You want to pick up a girl at the Waffle House? Talk about stool samples.
Absolutely
not.
There you go. Yeah.
No, you got to pick your girls properly.
How things have changed for me in the last 40 years. So, all right.
Oh, well,
I'm going to come get a bottle, though. I'm going to try a bottle because I'm on probiotics anyway. Yeah. Can I ask one last question?
Yes.
So if I'm on a probiotic now, a different one, is it okay to take an addition to that? Should I remove the other probiotics and just take this one?
Absolutely. You can take another probiotic with this because I mentioned it's pasteurized. Uh-huh. So it's heat treated. It's inactivated. So if you take another probiotic, you're improving that whole microbiome. And that's what we want. I mean, the bottom line is the microbiome of the overweight, obese person is totally different than the microbiome of a lean, fit person. So you're only helping the environment and helping your health.
I was just trying to avoid the worries out there. People, I'm already on a probiotic. No, you can add this one to it.
There's specific strains. One in particular, Bifidobacterium B420, actually helps boost it even more.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and when you look at the cultures around the world who live more primal, even jungle-like, their diversity is 3 to 4 times more than anyone in this country almost. And diversity of the probiotics is a very plus, very advantageous. So that's a great question, Clint. And really and truly, like you said, Tracy, we want more. We want more variety. Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Bacola, he's been one of my mentors for many years. I think he's extremely wise and sometimes very obsessive at the same time, and he can get carried away with a few things, but I still think he has a good lens that's looking deeply into the mechanisms of action. He's getting ready to start something that's pretty interesting. In fact, I did a podcast with Sally Norton on oxalates, and she had just talked to Mercola about a week before, and what he's doing is he feels like that if we can almost eliminate all the bacteria in the gut and then repopulate it with the Ankermansia, he thinks that it will be life-changing. So he has this study going on and people who have signed up for it where they actually will do a procedure where they're injecting a certain gas into their stool in a rectum, and it's going to pretty much take care of all the bacteria. And then immediately they're going to implant this probiotic alone.
So basically it's cleaning out the old and putting in a new probiotic.
It is,
and trying to see how the body reacts to just brand new healthy.
Well, he says this one probiotic is going to be the game changer. All the others are beneficial. They help many things, but this is the big boy, he says. Okay. We'll see with time. So a lot of stuff going on out there. So people want to learn more about your company or the products. Where would they go?
Our website is metagenics.com. We also have a science website where you can learn more as well, and that's metagenicsinstitute.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for all your support at doing what you do in the nutraceutical industry. And Dr. Johnson, we're educating him and all our coaches more and more on your product, even though we've carried them for many years. And, of course, one reason we can carry them because we are a more, I won't say more, but we are a professional store that has everything. We have 17 practitioners. We have the ability to have a conversation that a regular store wouldn't. So thank you for helping us to help other people.
Absolutely. We're very happy to be your partner and happy to be here today.
Look forward to much bigger things as the time goes on. All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about diverticulitis. I know it is something that nobody cares about until they have it. And when do, boy, they know it and they don't want it back again. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Tune into the Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You Podcast, for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter each Saturday at 9 a.m.
for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a great radio show about all things Chattanooga.
Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. Love the conversation to empower people about their health, and the new probiotic, Ancromancia, is probably amazing. Does not mean other probiotics are not beneficial. And in fact, I'm giving Clint one of my favorites here again. It's called You Gut This. It's the liquid version of a probiotic that I love because it implants it at the tongue and the throat all the way down the esophagus.
You drink the whole thing, just one at a time.
The whole thing.
Right?
It does. If you shake it up, it'll spew because it's full of fermented goodies stuff. So we can never have too many. And as I said, diversity. Let's talk about diverticulitis.
Okay.
What is it? Why would we? Why in the world would we ever want it? Because we don't. And how do we prevent it? Because a lot of countries of the world have far less than we do. Well, diverticulitis is an inflammation, or it can be an infection, which is the bad part, of these little pouches in your intestine called diverticula, and they can develop on the walls of the intestines. Well, when you have those little pouches, we know just from common sense, we eat all kind of foods. And if you have little pieces like seeds and popcorn kernels and this and that, and they deposit themselves into these pockets, they kind of start rotting and spoiling after a period of time. They don't just sit there without being changed. Well, it becomes almost like a food poisoning, and it poisons your body terribly, and it can cause terrible abdominal pain, constipation, awful diarrhea, nauseating, vomiting, fever, rectal bleeding. I've dealt with so many people who come in and say, I was in the hospital for 3 days with an infection, you know, the diverticulitis, and I never want that again, because antibiotics are having to be used. They are bacterial in origin when you have that infection. It's not viral, so that's where a good antibiotic will probably could save your life. This is the time and
place
to use
it. Well,
there
are times they help.
They
I mean,
do.
Yeah.
UTIs and diverticulitis, hey, give them to me. And I'm going to follow up with spore bacteria and all the probiotics I can to rebuild. And I will do it during the antibiotic. But Dr. McCullough had a wonderful article on how to treat it. And he's one of the few people who say, in order to, once you get past the infection, once you get back to square one, you know, we need to keep those pouches as cleaned out as possible. One is to make sure your fiber is adequate. And fiber is, I just used psyllium husk 2 tablespoons a day, and Metamucil, which is psyllium husk, has been found to have lead in it by consumer labs. We do not recommend that. In fact, my podcast, The Holistic Navigator, one of my most popular out of 104, was The Dirty Secret of Psyllium Husk. And you can Google that and listen to it. But we need to make sure we're using psyllium that does not have heavy metals. So Nutrition World and other some stores have organic. Just buy organic psyllium husk. Use 2 tablespoons a day. And then if you do have a tendency, you don't want to eat foods that have tiny little seeds and particles like popcorn kernels and all of that, just to keep it from getting stuck in there. Now, once you have that pocket, those pockets don't really go away. So you have to manage it as the time goes on. Well, Dr. McCullough is hugely invested in, you know, certainly far less processed foods, but that have seed oils. And he says that the seed oils themselves can be very, very destructive to the intestinal tract. What are those? There's safflower, canola, all the things that are like restaurants fry in, peanut oil. And so minimizing those. And then secondly is implanting more good bacteria. And believe it or not, and I had no idea that it was going to actually
work out this way.
That's a good word. Thank
yeah,
you.
Thanks. You're welcome. I was watching you try to read and talk. It was kind of painful for
it
a
is,
second.
It was.
Yeah, I was like,
you saved
come
me.
On, man, you can do it.
I was sinking quickly.
Yeah,
and
you
there
can do
you
it,
go.
Ed Jones.
And so he's saying in his latest newsletter, Ancromancia, which we just talked about, which he says highly beneficial bacteria in your large intestines plays a crucial role in maintaining gut health and preventing diverticulitis. Never heard that from anyone else. So here we are with another conversation about that. Mm. I love to know what we can do about things. More fiber, organic, more microbiome building, and less processed foods and seed oils. Those are the things you do. If you're sick with it, you don't have any choice. You don't go to the health food store when you have an infection in the colon. You
no,
go to
doctor.
The doctor,
yep.
Because they have the key to the drugstore, and the drugstore has the box of antibiotics.
Yep.
You know, a lot of countries, antibiotics are over the counter. I think that's not very wise, because people are kind of foolish and they want magic bullets, and then they overuse and it completely destroys more of their microbiome. But in Mexico, I think you can walk across the counter and get any antibiotic that you would like.
Right.
Merck was sued again for the Gardasil vaccine on adverse effects. Gardasil, of course, is the vaccine that was promoted probably 12 years ago to prevent the HPV in girls to help prevent cancer. That really has not played itself out. And the number of lawsuits filed in, right now, North Carolina against Merck for its HPV vaccine, Gardasil, continues to mount and alleges that the company did not prove the vaccine was safe or effective before marketing it as an anti-cancer vaccine. Well,
I was going to ask, what are the side effects from it? Or is it just that they didn't prove it was safe and effective?
There are plenty of side effects. One of those, actually in the lawsuit, there's over 200 lawsuits now, and it goes into the serious effects of chronic poor health, that's not a disease, including autoimmunity, neurological dysfunction, and POTS syndrome, development of diabetes, and premature ovarian failure and infertility, and in few cases, even death. Now, POTS is very interesting.
Yeah, that's what I was looking up.
That's posterior orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. I know several people, most of those are younger, who have POTS, and it is debilitating. Their heart rate gets out of rhythm. Mm. It beats too fast. They have massive fatigue. It comes and goes. They have blood pressure that goes up. They have blood pressure that bottoms out to nothing. And it's very frustrating because very few medical trained people have much knowledge on how to treat POTS.
Right.
And so perhaps, you know, that is one of the, perhaps Gardasil is one of the reasons that it happens. I do believe the body can heal almost anything if we give it what it needs and take away what's hurting it. Did you see, or did we even talk about it? Because you probably would remember it more than I, about the orangutan that had the injury on the face.
Is this the one where they tried to fix he started putting herbs on it himself,
or he plants? Found it himself. Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was amazing. I posted that, and you know, here's a orangutan in nature, really had a bad cut due to a fight. And he goes out and guys this one single herb, puts it in his mouth, chews it up, and applies it to this bad cut. And whether it healed or not, I don't know. Whether that herb healed, we don't know for sure. But it healed itself.
I wish they had mentioned that. That's what I'd like to know.
That would be a good one to know. It really would. You know, B3, vitamin B3, which you're taking, if you do B-complex or you're doing multivitamins, you do one or either of those, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I love this because this is more solid research. Getting enough vitamin B3 does a lot more than just take care of deficiencies. It could help maintain muscle mass and strength as you age. If you hear me talk about Dr. Peter Attia, muscle mass and strength as we age is the second most powerful correlated number to longevity. Muscle mass and age. Muscle mass and strength as we age. When you lose muscle mass and you lose strength, it is correlated with far more aggressive dying, which is mortality. But this B3, which is niacin, also helps control body fat and blood sugar levels in modest amounts. A study found consuming more niacin would link to stronger hand grip, increased muscle mass, and higher bone mineral content. We're talking one single nutrient. I mean, I'm not saying this doesn't make a lot of sense, but Nutritional has 8,000 products. We have hundreds of nutrients. This is one of an orchestra of nutrients that can actually make you live longer. Just imagine if you put the whole orchestra together in a good plan of action. But it says people with higher niacin intake also had less body fat and lower risk of losing that muscle as they age. That is one of my plans in life, is not just to be healthier, is to prevent the decline. Because once we lose a lot of functionality within the human body, we might gain back some of it, but it sure is heck easier to maintain it than to round it back up. I remember a doctor once said about a certain disease, he said, you know, it's easier to keep a horse in the stable than to go leave the gate open and have to go round it back up.
Yeah.
And let's not go round back up declining health and diseases. Let's just keep it in the stable. So I'm recommending, make sure you are looking at what you are taking as far as, you know, your B vitamins.
Have you ever heard of a plant called Fiburia tincatoria? I sent it to you. Have you ever heard of that plant?
I have not.
That's the one the orangutan was putting on. I sent you an article from PubMed.
Really?
Yeah, that's a flowering plant in South Asia. that's the one he was, the orangutan was.
I wonder if that's known by another name in this country.
I'm sure it is. I sent you something from PubMed. You might want to read up on it. But anyway, there you go.
Beautiful. You are so quick.
Yep.
A lot of people right now in their yards, and poison ivy is a demon to some people, as my sister. And she can look at it and start breaking out a few days later. Well, the best home remedies for poison ivy, oak, and sumac are closely correlated poison plants, and they're grown in different parts of the U.S., except in Hawaii and Alaska. And, of course, the rash results from exposure to the plant's oil that can be transferred from garden equipment, pets, and other people. And certainly you need to refrain from burning the plant, as you may breathe in the oil, and that can cause swelling in the lungs. I cannot imagine having poison ivy in the lungs. But at-home treatments are these: apple cider vinegar, baking soda, oatmeal, banana peel, and watermelon rind may help reduce the symptoms of the dermatitis. Now, we have a product called Time Out, but it's spelled T-H-Y-M-E because that is an herb. And I met the gentleman who formulated this years ago at one of our big conventions. And it says right on there, poison ivy, and we've had a good feedback on that. So if you have poison ivy, Time Out is one of the products that you can certainly use to make yourself feel better and at least halfway sleep during the night. You know, using steroids does decrease symptoms. Here's what steroids also do. They will make your cataracts come on years quicker.
Uh-huh.
They'll make you lose muscle mass. They'll thin your skin.
You mean muscles?
Yeah, muscles. When I said the word muscles, Clint started posing with his right arm over there.
Well, that's the one that's got the bum bicep. So it went from, once it got hurt, and now I have peak.
It does. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful.
Man, Arnold would be impressed.
Look at that, baby.
Hey, get in that contest, son.
As long as it's a right arm contest, I'm all
right. They have a right arm division.
Heck yeah.
All right.
Naked right arm contest. I am all in. Bare all, man, on that right arm. Yeah.
Well, it's June 1st. Come see Clint Powell in the right arm contest.
Yeah,
he will have it oiled up and tanned.
I will not. I will not be there. I love Sean, but I don't. I'll come to the Morning Post stuff, and then
That's
what I always do. Yeah.
You know what song?
I came and saw Chuck, my buddy Chuck Carter, the one year he was in it.
You know what song I'm doing it to, don't you?
Yeah, the Viking song.
Yes, the one you played me.
Of course you should.
It's completely ridiculous, but I love it.
It's a great song.
Yeah, we'll see.
By the way, I sent you also another article with all the different names of that group.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to finish up with some maybe hopeful words of wisdom, maybe something else. I don't know. We'll wait and see. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones will stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will be competing for the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Crunch Fitness, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Chat Morgan, and White Lightning Harley Davidson. For more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Optimize You. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2023? They'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune in to Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I want to welcome a brand new sponsor, Alchemy Med Spa and Wellness Center. They were founded on a simple concept, the transformation from within, because beauty is for everyone. The Alchemy team are certified experts, passionate about treating, caring for, and educating their clients to help achieve optimal results. Let the Alchemy team help you to look and feel your best. They're located in Chattanooga, on the North Shore, and in downtown Cleveland. For more information, visit AlchemyMedSpaChat.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my raging co-host, Clint Powell. We just talked about Mike Tyson and the fact he's on TRT, and he just went off over there across the table.
Well, you're about to do words of wisdom, so I won't ruin it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we can get back to it, but that was pretty good points. Like, everybody...
You want me to say it now?
Say it.
Everybody's on something.
This came from people attacking any man who's on testosterone.
I am on TRT. I'm 56 years old. I'm on TRT. I've been on it for a few years. It's okay. My body, what bothers me is everybody's on something. And it's almost like if I'm on Krispy Kreme, if I'm on Chick-fil-A, if I'm on Cokes or Diet Cokes, or if I'm on sweet tea, or if I'm on these particular onion rings, that's okay. I'm on Pringles. But you're on TRT, or you're on a different hormone, or I can't believe you take that many supplements. Everybody is on something. Some people just admit it, and other people don't.
Bingo.
So listen, if it makes someone's life better, and why do you care? So quit doing it. It's hard to hear you through your mouthful of chips, Clint. And I've done that. I've been there. I'm the guy that eats the popcorn in the bed. I'm completely okay with owning my crap. But to give other people crap, like the Liver King, we talked about him. Mm-hmm. Of course people are on stuff. We are all on something, even if it's social media.
Yes.
We're all on something. So quit holding somebody else's against them. Unless it's hurting you, or it's illegal, or it's killing them, then stop.
That's exactly killing all of us.
So
well, there are, when you cross a line into abusiveness, that is a different conversation.
That's it. TRT done correctly is fine.
Yes.
Eating donuts correctly from time to time.
Yeah, it's
fine.
Not going to kill you.
No, moderation is the key. But to just point and go, oh, he's taking TRT, he's taking testosterone. Yeah, he's 58 years old, and he's fighting a pro fight for millions of dollars. And it's hard to hear, you know, when you're sweeping the breadcrumbs off your stomach, why he's doing that, judging a man that's getting up every morning and working out. I don't understand how people have the kahunas. But back to you,
sir. That is pretty darn good. Those are some words of wisdom right there.
I don't know. We're all on something.
I'm going to get a shirt now that says we're all on something.
We're all
and
addicted to something.
When people ask, I'm going to say, repeat the things you said.
We're all on dry. Listen. Yeah. As you're sitting around at Starbucks talking about how bad it is for Mike Tyson drinking your Capaloka Chocomucolaka Cafe whatever.
With 43 spoons of sugar in it.
Your coffee shake.
Yes.
You know, it's easy to judge people when their sin is not yours.
Love it. And here's the deal about TRT, testosterone replacement. Go to people like Josh at Optimize You.
That's where I go.
Do it correctly. And the thing is, I am so so connected to the fact that we have certain levels in our body of hundreds of things that we want to maintain at optimal levels. Well, guess what? Father Time steals those from us. And you can put those back in if you get back to your normal levels or even slightly above, you're going to be fine. It's when you try to do the trend, terrible steroids, you're trying to bulk yourself up with 40 pounds of muscle, that's going to be destructive.
It's just as bad. That is just as bad in the body composition dysmorphia we have as I'm going to eat and then throw up, or I'm not going to eat at all. I'm going to eat 500 calories a day. Well, either of those approaches is not healthy. Neither one of those. And that, to me, sometimes we look at it and go, this is a problem and this is not. No, anything out of control that you don't control can become a problem. A fire that is not contained can burn everything down. And
you're full of bumper stickers today. I love it.
Well, you're welcome, sir.
All right, my friends.
Sorry, I killed your words of wisdom.
No, those were words of wisdom. Okay. And you also made a carbohydrate craving person more craving after all the words you said of donuts, pizza,
French fries, onion rings,
mayonnaise,
Pringles.
Yeah, you said every carbohydrate, everything you said was carbohydrate driven.
Of course it is. We're all on
something. No, thank you. Yes. All right. It is. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. And we thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.